This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quick note about Lieutenant Dan down in Tampa, Florida. So I, like millions of others, got wrapped up in this story about this one-legged man who was not leaving Tampa during Hurricane Helene and then Hurricane Milton, and he became this character that everybody loved, and nobody knew his real name. It was just Lieutenant Dan, and hey, I'm going to stay here, and God told me to get a sailboat, and I got a sailboat, and I'm down here, and I'm not leaving. I'm going to be fine. He just had this, you know, general disposition about him that people wanted to know if he was okay. It even got so far to the mayor of Tampa saying, I know, she was like laughing through it, and even Lieutenant Dan, we were able to get Lieutenant Dan off his boat and get him into a shelter. That wasn't true, but this story had even reached the mayor's office, and she referenced it during a press conference. Well, somebody smart enough gets his real name. When they look into who he is, and Joe Malinowski was his name, they find out that he had been arrested 14 times. For all sorts of different stuff, including punching a police officer in the face and trying to light a woman on fire. So, I guess, if anything, what we need to learn from this is before... and by the way, someone started a GoFundMe page for him to get a bigger boat, and that had gotten up to over $100,000.
Oh, come on, really?
Yes. And then they told him yesterday that he was not getting that $100,000 because of his rap sheet. And then he wasn't happy with that now, too. So,
wow.
I guess if you learn anything in the future, it's before you create a cult hero like this.
Yeah, but you know, maybe the other amazing aspect of this is that they just went to go interview him.
Yeah.
Only because he wasn't going anywhere.
That's right.
And probably wasn't going anywhere because nobody in his life wants him around.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? That's absolutely right. And where if he's got anybody left in his life, because he's had to bounce around, go to different places. You know, he did say something that was true, which was, I didn't ask for any of this. You set this thing up. You know, if you were going to, you're doing this for me, you should have done the background check if you were concerned about that stuff. And now I'm getting screwed out of this whole thing. It's ridiculous. He did kind of say this. Like, I didn't ask for this.
He didn't ask for
like,
it.
Like, I'm just sitting in my boat. You guys are knocking on my window every 5 seconds.
You know, the amazing thing is that you brought it up here, which made it a huge story around here.
Yeah.
And then, you know, obviously the Post picks it up and everybody else picks it up. And then the next thing you know, it's like, okay, so let's go take a look at this guy.
14 mugshots.
Whoa.
14 mugshots.
I'm sure there are plenty of people in his life that were hoping that sailboat would never be seen again with him on it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just picturing like a woman watching the news and going, look at Joe! They got Joe in the sailboat! Do they know how much of a son of a bitch he is?
That's exactly probably what happened.
Look at this, is unbelievable. Do they know that he tried to light me on fire on that park bench? Probably not. Yeah, so amazing. Just, yeah. That is another one of these unbelievable 2024 stories that could only happen now, where someone is just sitting in a sailboat, gets social media fame, and then turns out to be like ultimate 5-star skivats.